Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, I am Carol, and welcome to the second episode of Think for Yourself. What I want to share with you in this episode is two things. Well, are two things. One is a personal experience as to why I think it's so important to know how to think for yourself. And the second is a concept I read recently in a book called Cynical Theories. It's called Critical Theories, and the word critical is crossed out. Cynical Theories is the name of the book, and it's written by two progressive left authors, both of whom are interesting and decided to analyze progressivism and postmodernism from within their own movement. So sort of self-analysis of what the left is all about currently. So because the show is Think for Yourself, it's not about politics per se, but it is about looking at everything in the news from a higher perspective, meaning we're not supposed to stop caring about current events. We're not supposed to stop listening and thinking about the things that are going on around us. But it is pretty important that we begin to look at them through a different kind of lens. And that lens is what this show is all about. It's about thinking for yourself. So let me share a personal story and why I am such an advocate of thinking for yourself. I have developed in my life a successful law practice, which I gave up. I'm a mediator. I'm an author. I'm a mother. I'm an artist. I've done many things in my life, but my productivity wasn't always that high. And in fact, when I was in my early 20s, I tried to commit suicide. And ever since that event, and I came very close to dying, I was in the emergency room and I was very close to death. In fact, I had an out-of-body experience, which is probably a conversation for another show. And what I learned, my takeaway from that near-death experience was that I had to start living my life differently because the depression that led up to that act, that led up to trying to die, was the fact that I had lived all of my childhood and my teenage years and my young adulthood up until age 24 when I tried to commit suicide, listening to other people and living the life they thought I should live. So I was very busy conforming with social norms, with family norms, with my peers and their norms. I was not thinking for myself. And when you do that long enough, when you fail to honor the authenticity that is you, that's what happens. You lose the will to live. And it happens because you lose hope. You lose hope that you're ever going to feel passionate and engaged and involved in your own life in a way that uplifts you. You're always sort of playing catch up to someone else's value system, someone else's principles, someone else's ideals. So again, my takeaway from an attempted suicide in my 20s was that I had to learn to think for myself. And that involves the kinds of things that I talked about in the first episode, which is gathering the facts around you from as many different perspectives as possible. Because remember, you don't only want to look at things through the lens you're comfortable with, because you never learn anything that way. You learn things from talking to people and interacting with concepts that challenge you, that cause you to think outside the box that you normally live in. That's the first part. The first part is gathering a fullness of information around the thing you're trying to make a decision about. And then, of course, the critical second piece, as I spoke about in episode one, is trusting your own gut, right? In my case, I call it intuition because I've been intuitive all of my life. And I've learned how to cultivate that gift. I've learned how to call it up. I've learned how to listen to it. And I've learned how to apply it to my life. It's something I believe everyone can learn. It's a gift I believe everyone has. We're just not encouraged to use it. And the reason we're not encouraged to use it, I believe, and the reason that it's not valued is because when you learn to listen to your own internal guidance, it makes you very independent and it empowers you. And an empowered, independent person is a person who's very difficult to control. It's much more easily to control someone who is following the crowd, who's doing what everyone else is doing. That's a much more controllable person. An independent, individualistic thinking person is someone who is much less able to be shifted by the changing winds of society. So where we are now, and the reason that I've decided to do this podcast is because, wow, over just about two decades ago, I had a land-based radio show out of Chester County, Pennsylvania, and it was called Higher Ground. And the reason I called it Higher Ground was because I wanted to look at the world from a higher perspective. I wanted to kind of elevate the conversation so that no matter what the news story was, I found the positive takeaway, even from the most tragic stories. Because after all, as in the book Man's Search for Meaning, the author eludes me at the moment, but his name will come back to me in a moment, Viktor Frankl. Viktor Frankl was a survivor of the Holocaust, and he wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning. And in it, he talks about the way that we survive difficult situations, and the way that we do that is by bringing meaning to our suffering. So he, of course, wrote about it in the context of concentration camps, but we today can talk about it in terms of the suffering of, if nothing else, the last year, the pandemic, the recent tragedy in Texas where I live with weather, the political upheaval, we're all, the economic challenges, we're all suffering in our own way, and we all know it. How do you get through that? Well, you have to bring meaning to that suffering, as Viktor Frankl said. And I believe that we bring meaning to suffering by plumbing down inside ourselves and determining what's true for us. And in order to determine what's true for you, you first have to be able to look at things objectively. And then once you've done all the homework, go within. Go to that voice within yourself, that connection to what I say is God. You can believe it's a connection to whatever you want to believe it's a connection to, but it is nonetheless what I call an internal GPS. I call it a God positioning system. If you're not religious and that creates a problem for you, then just think of it as a GPS, just like in your car. The universe provides you with a system. It's internal. It's not external. And it allows you to always go into that system, chart where you want to go, where you want your life to go, and then get quiet enough to listen to the response that you get from the universe. It will always guide you in the right direction. I always say that the way you know you're getting guidance from the highest source is that it will never cause you to harm yourself or anyone else. So let me segue here to the book that I mentioned earlier. As I said, it's called Cynical Theories. It's a new, relatively new book. It's written by Helen Pluckrose and James Lindsay. I'm not going to go into the book at the moment in terms of its content, although it's a fascinating read if you want to understand the side of politics that you don't come down on, if you want to understand liberalism and progressivism and what is actually postmodernism from an analysis that took place from within by two people who are in fact left, it's enlightening. But I want to focus on one thing that was said in the book, and that is the difference between listening and considering versus listening and believing. So let me read you a quick two lines from the book. Listen and consider asks us to take seriously some important information that we might otherwise ignore, and then evaluate fairly and rationally the totality of the evidence and the argument. Listen and believe encourages confirmation bias, depending on who we feel morally obligated to listen to. So this is really important. Listening and considering is what I talked about through most of the podcast so far. It's getting the external factual information, gathering it from as many sources as possible, considering all of the options, and then going within and making a determination. Listening and believing is very different. Listening and believing demands of you that you follow confirmation bias. What is confirmation bias? It's believe what you're told because you're told it. It's what the media tells you to believe. It's what government tells you to believe. It's even sometimes what people close to you tell you to believe. It's very important that you not listen and believe before you listen and consider and make up your own mind through your own experience, through your own investigation, and ultimately through your own internal analysis. So that's the information I'm sharing with you today on today's podcast. Remember, this is all about thinking for yourself. I encourage you to do it because as we go through these incredibly challenging times, all of the isolation that you're experiencing, all of the aloneness, all of the quote new normal is really designed to get you to go within, to find that inner voice and learn how to access it and listen to it. Because remember, the way you survive suffering is to bring meaning to your experience. And the meaning you bring to where we are now is discovering and utilizing your inner guidance. I'm Carol Gold, and I thank you for listening, and I hope you join me on the next podcast of Think for Yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.